This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, is trust in government ever going to recover? There's apparently a trend that people are trusting government less and less. Daryl, you've got that story. I actually had the same one from The Atlantic. Of course, there's also the major news out of Dallas, I believe it was, last night. Did you guys get to cover that on the Thursday night show, or did that break after y'all got off the air, Daryl?
That broke after we got off the air.
So TJ the Spy is joining Daryl and I tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Did you hear about what happened last night in Dallas?
I believe there was some shooting of one sort or another. I didn't get all the details on the front porch. We had a little gossip thing going, like, does anybody have any details? And I said, well, I don't know. I haven't checked the newswire lately.
Yeah, all I know is that there were some cops that were shot last night by a sniper. Apparently, the sniper ended up getting bombed by the police in retaliation. So they used some sort of drone-delivered bomb or something like that. That's what I've heard. I don't know more detail about that. I've also heard that other cops have been shot today outside of Dallas in other cities. So if you've got comments on that, you're certainly welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And so then we'll talk about people losing their trust in the state. All of these things happening at once. David is on the line to start things out here in Keene via Skype. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, I was going to say...
Ooh, well, we could hear you until your microphone started clipping out there. I'll tell you what, we're going to put you on hold here, David, and we'll see if we can clear that up maybe in a little bit when we can do that off the air with you. So, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Police say officers have been targeted in Tennessee, Georgia, and Missouri.
Uh-oh.
In the aftermath of two high-profile killings of black men by law enforcement. The attack in Tennessee occurred hours before the killing of five police officers in Dallas on Thursday night during a protest. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says the attacker told authorities he was frustrated by the recent killings by police of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Police have not disclosed a motive for Friday's attacks in Georgia and Missouri, which have been described as ambushes. In a fourth attack early today, a motorist fired at a police car as the officer drove by. In all, four officers were wounded. The officer wounded outside of St. Louis is in critical but stable condition, and the wounded officers are expected to survive. Suburban St. Louis police chief says a motorist shot an officer three times as the officer walked back to his car during a traffic stop. There's been a lot of posts about this on Facebook today from people within the Liberty community. The expressions ranging from glee all the way to people saying, look, this isn't the right solution. Violence is not going to bring an end to violence. And I understand that people are upset.
Yes. I mean, that's
right. And the whole thing, the claim is, and I utterly reject this claim, but the claim is that it's okay to shoot one police officer because another police officer did something wrong. That would be akin to me saying, well, somebody in Manchester broke into my car and stole something, so therefore it's okay for me to just randomly kill somebody in Nashua.
Well, I haven't heard that variant on it, but I wouldn't doubt that somebody would suggest that.
Oh, there are
that.
People saying that. They're saying a cop shot a man in Minneapolis and a cop shot a man in Baton Rouge, so therefore it's okay to shoot a cop.
Well, you know, this sounds a lot like ISIS recruitment propaganda. It's like, well, an American soldier killed my family, therefore it's okay for me to join the Mujahideen and go out and kill a bunch of Americans. And so I say, well, this is the problem with this kind of rhetoric. It usually ends up spiraling out of control, and it never ends up anyplace good. So I always say, well, what can we do to prevent this from happening again? You know, I mean, the problem is some people...
To prevent what from happening again? The police shooting people or people shooting the police?
Well, I'd prefer nobody shoot anybody. That's my preference. But, you know, hey, I don't have the power to force people to do something against their will. So if they want to grab a gun and start killing, it's like, what do you want me to do? I'm willing to listen to you and be like, well, tell me why you're so angry. But I can't, you know, go out there and be like, no, I'm going to hold you at gunpoint and keep you from committing any act of violence. I mean, the cops can do that. If the cops think you're dangerous, they can hold you indefinitely. But I can't.
I've got an article here from the Free Thought Project titled, This is Not How Freedom Wins.
I want to hear that, but I'll give you the libertarian variant on what you were saying. Oh, well, because one cop shot somebody, then it's okay to kill another cop. The libertarian variant on that is, well, the police are aggressors, and they're members of the largest criminal gang in the world, and so therefore... They're always aggressing against peaceful people by virtue of their own job, so therefore it's completely acceptable to kill as many as you possibly can. Now, I don't agree with that.
I would not necessarily say that's the libertarian variant. I would say there are people that call themselves libertarians that will say that, but I don't think that those people are actually libertarians.
Why?
Because... Actual libertarians do not believe in initiating force
for
political or social goals.
They're saying this is not an initiation of force. These people, I have no doubt, are libertarians. There's one of them who was out on the porch today. She would describe herself as an anarchist. But there are people who believe that because the police have aggressed, and there's a strong argument.
If it's the person that I'm thinking you're talking about, she has also said that a police officer on his very first day on the job is as guilty as somebody that's been a 20-year veteran that's planted drugs on people.
And I have no doubt that this person is a libertarian. I mean, she's a pretty principled person. So I disagree with you. You can be a libertarian and say those things. I just don't agree that that's the right way to go, because I think peace is the solution. I don't think you can solve violence with violence. I mean, as far as obviously violence in a self-defensive situation can help preserve your life.
Micro sense?
Well, in immediate self-defense
circumstance,
meaning that if you're being attacked physically, to use violence to defend yourself is completely acceptable. What these people are saying is that, well... Because the attacks go on all the time, even though they aren't happening directly to you, they are happening to other people, and so therefore you are justified in using force, violence, deadly force.
Right,
indeed,
so the way I've had it described is the guy that works in the police department that all he does is files reports on domestic abusers is just as guilty of all of the violence as the cop that goes out and plants drugs on people, the cop that goes out and shoots
people.
It's
a crazy viewpoint. I'm not defending it. I just want to make clear, right? I'm just saying,
right,
I'm sort of playing devil's advocate here. This is what I used to believe, these kinds of things. I don't anymore, and I haven't for many years. But when I was an angry libertarian, upset at all the police abuse that I would see in the world around me, it seems like violence is the right answer, and it's not. Violence just begets more violence. Now, the argument from the side is this, I don't know what we're going to call them, brutalists, the best term would be for these folks, retaliationists or something like that. Anyway, the argument is that, well, if police are killed, it will make people less likely to want to be cops. It'll be harder for them to recruit. And it is harder right now.
And cops would learn to mind their manners. I mean, the thing is, if you...
Would they, though?
That's the claim.
Well,
I don't believe it.
I haven't heard that.
Some people claim that that's the language cops understand. They understand violence, and how do you get submission from somebody? You better do what I say or you're getting arrested. And, well, that is a way to get somebody's compliance, is to be aggressive and mean with them. I don't think it's the best way, because the moment you remove the threat of violence, they don't want to obey you anymore. So, you know, the kind of people, like, why would someone like... I mean, there's many ways I could get James to obey me. There's the coercive way. Yes, that is my fiancé. So I could use the coercive method. I could threaten him, or I could use the sweet method, and I prefer to use the sweet method because it works so much better.
Sure. I brought up an example of a jail guard that we know. His name, name is Brian.
Okay.
Well, I can say it because he spoke publicly at Keenvention
back
in 2013. But there was this jail guard who, well, I was in jail. He was a guard while I was in jail. Rich Paul was also in jail while this guy was a guard. And, you know, we had conversations with him, and he eventually kind of came and left. Came to us before leaving his job. He wanted to kind of let us know what he was thinking about doing. He left his job at the jail. And I wouldn't say he's a voluntarist or anything like that, but he's definitely more liberty-friendly. And that person would have been killed. And they, you know, these people who, sort of this mission of destroying life that these so-called libertarians...
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. But obviously, a lot of people are talking about the police shootings. When we get a chance, also coming up tonight, we'll talk about the Green Party, Plus, Daryl, you got a story about trust in government.
Yes.
Not doing so hot. And that's good news for us. It's good when people don't believe in the state. And, of course, the police continuing to murder innocent people.
I was told in grade school that you could always trust a police officer, that
yeah.
the government was your
was
best friend, that they loved you.
You know
they
who ran the grade school, right?
Why not?
You know who ran the grade school.
I think it was the government.
Exactly. So they're lying to you. And we'll talk more about it here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. Police shootings apparently spreading across the country today, various different places, not just Dallas, Texas, last night, where apparently four or five cops have been killed and approximately a dozen, I think, have been shot.
Does this look like just some crazy person decided to say Allah Akbar and start shooting people, or does this appear
to
be
a coordinated
conspiracy?
I don't know if there's any kind of
conspiracy.
Allegation.
The guy had like a hostage sort of standoff thing with the cops, said that, and this guy, former Army veteran,
really?
25-year-old Micah Johnson, said that he did this alone and that he was not connected to any groups. And that he wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers.
So we're going to get to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And Skype username is lrn.fm. So you've missed a healthcare deadline, don't have any form of healthcare. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans like you to control, manage, and direct your healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. As we go to former cop Straight Razor on the line in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Straight Razor.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I kind of want to respond to this narrative of using violence to, I guess, for lack of a better term, tame the police.
Sure.
That is not going to work. That's the simplest way to put it. If you look at government and the way government operates, very rarely does pushback, especially violent pushback, alter the way they do things other than increase the amount of money that they spend on that particular thing and make it more of a hardened target.
Yeah. That's true. Now they've got the excuse to buy more Bearcats, more...
Oh, yeah. All the officers now, their patrol cars are going to be armored and have bulletproof vehicles, and they're going to have...
bulletproof vests and then helmets and whatever else they need. Whatever else they can...
Drones with Hellfire missiles.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we've already seen the police stations use excuses, and this was one of the former places where I worked, was I said, well, why do we need this, you know, Bearcat or armored vehicle? Why do we really need it? Well, if we get in a situation where we need to go rescue someone, then we can stand behind it, and we won't be shot. I was like, so we want to spend all of this money for a vehicle that will most likely never be used, and simply cost taxpayer dollars in maintenance, which makes absolutely no sense. So now that this situation has unfolded. How much more credibility do the bureaucrats have whenever they talk about instances like this and needing these heavily armored vehicles?
Yeah, they can use the excuse, this is a war against police. But let me play devil's advocate here because I'm pretty familiar with the position you're arguing against. They would say that, well, you know, you may be right, they may armor up more, but it's going to be harder for them to find police because, you know, who wants to go and, you know, take a job where they could be shot to death?
Okay,
well, I'd like him to answer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, mind. Go ahead, Straight Razor.
So if we look at advertising, we can definitely see that it's very effective. So even
sure.
in the middle of wars, how do the armed forces continue to recruit? They show something shiny. They show something new. They show how awesome you can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the police force will simply do. Look, look at all this new technology that we will be using. Look at these bonuses. Look at this attractive package that we're going to have for you. And then it's going to be honest with you, it will attract more of the personality style that you do not want in the police force.
That's what my argument was that the badge heavies, the violent thug cops who want to wield power over peaceful people are more likely to sign up under a wartime kind of footing, like they will have the excuse for in this circumstance. Although, I have talked with a police chief who said that it is harder now than ever to recruit new people, just, you know, here in New Hampshire, where there's not a war on cops going on in any way, shape, or form. But just because the police have lost respect in the eyes of a lot of young people, you know, they're trying to recruit 18-year-olds, and many of those 18-year-olds have been chased out of a high school party or a college party or whatever by the police. They've had their friends arrested and targeted. They've seen the violent videos online. But you know, so what you're saying is that it will recruit more of the bad, tough guy cops who want to wield power. But there, I have heard it's actually more difficult now for them to recruit people. What do you think about that?
Well, it may be more difficult to recruit people, but here's the thing.
In small towns.
If we talk about the quality of individual, right, I would much rather have them recruit six really good officers who are more liberty-minded, mm-hmm. and one bad officer that maybe we can push out. You know, our odds are better. But whenever things get this way and it is harder to recruit, and you're attracting the type of personality that you don't want, say you get two bad officers instead of those other six that could have swayed the scale.
Mm-hmm.
So you're creating a situation where, you know, where violence is going to stack on top of each other, and there is no voice in the back of the room saying, hey, wait a minute, why are we doing this?
Straight Razor, what should happen here? I mean, you've got police that are killing innocent people in the streets. That's why people are angry. So the anger is justified. I don't think the violence is the solution, but what should people be doing?
So that is a really hard situation to solve because what we've got here is, you know, government will always protect itself. We see that every day. It's going to protect itself, and that goes all the way down to your local police station. These officers are going to protect each other, and the system is going to protect them because they protect the system.
Right.
So whenever you talk about solving the problem, I'm sure that people would be a lot less angry about these incidents, and these incidents would occur much less frequently if these officers were actually charged and treated the way that they should have been. So instead of sweeping this under the rug, they should have just come right out and said, hey, you know, this is a murder, and you are going to be charged with murder.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing, but it seems like there's no chance they're going to do that.
Medical examiner in Minneapolis did rule the death of Philando Castile as homicide.
Good luck getting that officer to be held responsible for it. Thanks, Straight Razor, as always, for the expertise and the opinion. 855-453 will continue. I got a disagreement with you, Daryl, coming up. Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-weighted armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. A lot of people talking about the police shootings, meaning police being shot this time around, starting last night in Dallas and apparently happening in other cities now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype, so you may Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. And you've got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one of them that I know of that will allow you to access three different types of crypto, including Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or visit the App Store for Google or Apple. Your private keys that allow you to access your Bitcoin, stored client side. So not in control, the company that owns Jax or that created Jax, they don't control your keys. They don't have access to your local data. And it's super easy to back up and recover funds if necessary. Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand, and it's great. I've used Jax. It's on my phone, jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. I've got some Ether in there as we speak, and the DAO tokens. I don't know if anything's going to come out with these DAO tokens in the future, but regardless, Jax, I think, has a long, bright life ahead of it. J-A-X-X.io. As we go to Ricky, he's in Sailorsburg, Virginia, and then I'll let you know what you said in the last segment, Daryl, that I disagree with. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
That would be Sailorsburg, Pennsylvania there, Ian.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ian. I was going to say the same thing Brother Straight Razor did, but instead of that, I'll be following up with them in the future from the Commonwealth.
You called him a brother. Does that mean you're law enforcement?
No, a brother, because he fights the same good fight that I do, Ian.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And no, I wanted to talk about the having to register to the for the Selective Service.
Sure.
Now, I know that you yourself shared a pretty amazing story about having to do that. And I have a very similar but even more amazing one.
I don't think mine was particularly amazing. I was a teenager and I was afraid, so I registered. So I'm not sure what's
really amazing about that. Mine was a little different. In school, I will tell you how this happened. And this was around, I was 12 years old. I was 10 years old. And when I was 10, you know, they brought in, you know, asked me questions and, you know, because I was doing well in school.
Who was asking you questions?
Probably somebody from the school. It was somebody that said, you have my mind at doing it. You know, and basically they're giving me tests, putting together blocks and whatnot. That's when I found out my IQ. Well, it wasn't long after that. Okay, and this is by the time I was 12. Well, I know the letter came already. The letter, the same letter that you got, Ian.
But by the time I was 12 years old?
When I was, the letter came after 10. Okay, somewhere between 10 and 12. But then when I was 12, the first...
I'm sorry, just to clarify, sometimes it's you're a little disjointed, so it's hard to understand. So I'm going to ask questions just to clarify what you're saying here.
Go ahead.
Are you saying you got a letter from the Selective Service Administration at age 10?
No, actually, the letter came somewhere between 10, somewhere between the 10 and 12, because the phone call came at 12, because my dad...
And what was the letter? What was the contents of this letter?
It was the saying about registering for the Selective Service. My dad threw it away.
It sounds like it must have been an error, because I can't imagine...
It was not an error, Ian, please.
Okay. Well, I would love to hear from somebody else listening who has actually had the same experience, because obviously they are trying to get all 18-year-olds to register.
I had to register that. My dad had to register me, and I can tell you why. I'm not...
Why?
Sarah. Sarah got 10 minutes, Ian.
Are you going to yell at me? Because that makes me less likely to want to keep you on the air.
I'm sorry, Ian. I apologize.
Okay. Why are you saying they sent you a letter at a young age like that? That doesn't make any sense.
It will if you let me explain. I just want to tell my story, just like you told yours.
I didn't have much of a story. Go ahead. Answer the question. Why?
Because of my IQ, and it's all pretty much all three-dimensional thinking. Now, the letter.
Well, I went to a gifted school, and I never got that letter. What was your IQ?
Must I?
Huh?
181.
181, okay.
I laugh about that. That one point makes me super genius.
So what you're saying is, because you were so smart, the Selective Service wanted you to register for the draft six to eight years in advance?
No, I'll tell you what happened. Now, okay. My dad threw the letter came somewhere between then and 12. But, see, at 12, my dad threw it away, you know, and at the first call came at 12. And that was, you know, saying, hey, you know, and your kid's higher functioning, blah, blah, blah. And, you know how I say it, you know?
Like you're being. No, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's like when you would go for the draft, you know, or the Selective Service. You go to the registration board, you know? They sounded like that. I said to my dad, you know, I have input in this. He told me to shut up because he already wanted me away from this. Now, what then happened is the second call came. Okay, because my dad ignored it. Okay, so I know the third call came after that because see what happened is they started to get a little bit more aggressive after the second call. Now, the third call came. That is when that call came, and that was when they said exactly what happened with you. They said, "Well, you know, now they're getting not nice about it."
That never happened with me, so I don't know what show you were listening to, but it wasn't me who was talking.
You didn't get the call, anyway. But the threats you talked about the loans and things like that. See,
yeah, they send that on
me.
A postcard.
Ian, I'm
they
don't,
and then they
call
have
you.
Commercials that air on the radio all the time saying, just a reminder, if you're between the ages of 18 and 25, you have to register, otherwise you can't go to college, and you can't do this, and you can't do the other thing.
They said that you had to go before 17 years of age, and they told the same thing.
That you had to do what before 17 years of age?
Register for the Selective Service, and if I didn't, you know, and they said it then, now... I ended up registering. He talked to somebody, and there's no way. And they said exactly the thing.
At what age did you end up registering?
It was right after that, actually, in all honesty. Okay. There's no sense postponing it. After I moved
what,
up
when
here
you
then.
Were 12, when you were 17, when you were 10? You keep throwing out a bunch of different numbers.
It was, I'd say that happened, the registry was right after that. It was right after that.
He's not even answering the question. Thanks, Ricky, for the call tonight. Ah, one more time! Ah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you believe his story?
I believe that he believes his story.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. It sounds like something that could happen, that they have some sort of special program to target genius kids. But I can tell you, I never heard about this. I went to a gifted school, which means you had to pass an IQ test in order to get into the school. Now, I don't.
And they found that you had an IQ and they let you in the school?
I was in that school for a number of years and several years, and I never once heard of any story like that. Doesn't mean it didn't happen to the students there. I don't know what my IQ was, but it has to be above a certain number in order to get into this school. I don't know if it was that high or whatever, but you know what are? It just doesn't make any sense. What would the benefit be of them getting someone who is 12 to register for the Selective Service?
It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you can back his story up, toll free number here 855-450-FREE. I don't believe it. I don't know if he's crazy or a liar or both. I really don't know.
So you said that there was something that I said in the last segment that you disagree with.
Yeah, so you had said that only like in small towns. You suggested that the only small towns were having difficulty recruiting police.
I didn't say that only small towns. I said that you were talking to a police officer from a small town.
Okay, the words that you said made it sound like you thought it was something that would only affect small towns. And actually, it's affecting departments all across the country in all different sizes.
I think it affects the small towns more.
I don't know.
Because, one, there's not a lot of people that want to just move off to some middle of nowhere town to take a part-time police officer job.
And maybe percentage-wise, if you've got six officers and you need a seventh, it's a larger percentage than if you have 800 and need another 100 or whatever. Yeah. Well, it's not like that, though. I'm telling you, in Albuquerque, actually, one of the things Sarah was right about, partially, was that they're looking for hundreds more officers there than they have, and it's a hard recruitment process.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You may bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-453. Maybe TJ got lost or something. He disappeared after our first segment and has not come back. Hopefully he's okay. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Obviously, lots of people talking about the shootings around the country, both by the police and of the police. Police recently shooting a man who had a concealed weapons permit.
Yes.
And they pulled him over on a taillight outage.
That's what they said, and that's what the girlfriend who was in the car believed, because that's what she heard the cops say, but apparently somebody had recorded the scanner audio, gave it to television stations in the Minneapolis area.
Uh-oh.
And I'll just read what the police officer says. I'm going to stop a car. I'm going to check IDs. I have a reason to pull it over. The two occupants look just like people that were involved in a robbery. The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide-set nose. A minute and a half later, the recording captures the first report that there was a shooting. Shots fired, Larpentor and Fry. Dispatch says, copy, you just heard it, you just heard shots. Code 3, shots fired. Code 3, copy, medics, code 3, and gives the location again. K-A-R-E 11 says it's unclear which robbery the officer was referring to when he said Mr. Castile looked like a suspect. But the BCA had sent out a press release earlier in the week saying that St. Anthony police were investigating a gas station robbery that occurred on July 2nd.
So,
a gas station got robbed about 4 days before this, and they decided, oh, we're just going to pull over somebody that, you know, quote unquote, fits the description.
He's black.
He's got, quote, a wide-set nose, was the last thing said, according to CARE 11 there in Minneapolis, was the last thing said over the radio to dispatch before shots fired.
But he told them they pulled him over because of a taillight.
Yes, because you don't want to pull somebody over and immediately say, you fit the description.
Okay.
Because that's when they flee.
Well, if they are actually the suspect, they would maybe flee. If they weren't, then they'd probably stay right there.
Would be Possibly, but, you know, like if you fear going to jail for some amount of time for something that you either did or did not do.
So the cop lied, which isn't uncommon for police. They do tend to lie quite a bit.
And they're allowed to do so.
That's correct. You're not allowed to lie to federal officers, but I don't know if there's a prohibition on lying to local cops.
You're not allowed to lie to any cops.
Really? What's the charge?
Those things are covered in state statute. I don't know what the charge would be in Minnesota.
Well, I know that there's a charge for not providing information when you're arrested or giving false information. But I don't know if there's actually a lying to the cops charge. I would be interested in finding out if that
thing
exists.
Oh, they'll hit you with something. They'll
obstructing justice.
Falsification, obstructing justice, interfering with an investigation.
That's why you're better off just not talking to them at all. If you're not saying anything, or if you just tell them I'm invoking my right to remain silent.
Right, because if you don't open your mouth at all, they'll get you with something. And the Supreme Court ruled 5 years ago that you have to say, I'm invoking my right to remain silent.
Yeah, it's tricky to
Although I guess in theory you could write it down on a piece of paper.
Presuming the cop can read.
If he can't read, why the hell is he a cop? Filling out paperwork all day.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to William on the line via Skype. Hello, William.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Oh, is this Will Cawley?
Yes, it is.
From Muslims for Liberty.
It is. It is.
Fantastic.
I actually wanted to bring up, with all the other bad news, another piece of bad news that probably isn't getting very much press in the U.S., but is a sobering and somber event today. Abdul Sattar Evi of Pakistan died this morning. He is known as probably one of the greatest single voluntary humanitarians to have ever lived. He created a volunteer ambulance service in Pakistan, all without, government money or assistance, built schools, built domestic violence shelters, efforts to help the poor. I mean, he arguably, as I said, is one of the greatest humanitarians to ever have lived. Hmm. And he was able to do all of these things, set up an ambulance service with over 1,200 ambulances, all without the use of state funding, all without the use of the state's gun, all great efforts in his own homeland, all voluntary, all with money collected by himself, all through efforts of his own hands.
But, Will, what would we do without the government? I mean, we can't just count on people to do the right thing like this guy, can we?
Well, I mean, here you look, you see Pakistan, all the government does there is take money from foreign governments and use it as a way to purchase goods and arms in order to oppress their own people. They're not offering these services. They're not offering domestic violence shelters. They're not offering integrated hospital care. They're not offering integrated ambulance services. They're not offering these services. This man had to do it because the state there wasn't doing so. And he did so without their assistance. And he also didn't do it in a way where he discriminated against minorities in his own community. There's actually a quote that's attributed to him where a man went to him and asked him, why do you use your ambulance to pick up Christians and to pick up Jews? And his response was, because evidently the ambulance is more Muslim than you are.
Right on. Good story, man. Was that all you wanted to share tonight?
Yeah, I just thought it was something that the country and the world and your listeners should know. His name was Abdul Sattar Evi. That's E-D-H-I. And I would definitely look into him and his life and his legacy, as many in the Muslim community are mourning his passing today, as he was a great man and a great humanitarian and a good example to show that all of these good things that we think the state can only provide can be provided by individuals, because he did so in his life and was a huge exemplar of that fact.
Cool. Thanks for the story tonight. Will Cawley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Erod is in Georgia listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hi. Hey, a little while ago you guys mentioned that, I forget exactly what municipality you were talking about, that they were having a hard time recruiting cops.
It's across the country. It's municipalities everywhere.
Okay, great. Okay, here's my solution. And this may seem kind of I don't know. But here's my solution. You got to pay cops more money. Now, what I mean by that is not that these cops are doing a great job, because I believe they are not. But I think if you start raising their salaries, you're going to attract a better quality of an individual for that job. Look, if you look at it right now, the average cop starting salary, I don't know, what is it, about $30,000? I mean, come on, okay. Let's face it, not a lot of money. You're not going to attract quality people for that job. Look, no offense for anybody who's making that kind of money, but I wouldn't set my alarm, you know, for $30,000 a year. And so, you know, so basically right now what you're getting, the cops, you know, the police are recruiting the bottom of the barrel. You're basically getting your Johnny football types or just your basic psychopath. So if you raise the salary, you're going to attract people to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I can make a living at this. Maybe this is a good thing. And therefore, you don't have to settle for this, you know, for the scum. I mean, these guys just coming right out of high school, no college, no nothing. Some, you know, 21-year-old, 22-year-old, just, hey, I'm going to join the force. I was on the football team, you know, and I was picked on when I was a kid and this kind of thing. So that's my solution. What do you think about that?
How do you propose increasing the salary?
Well, just like they did, like any other government agency, they just do it. I mean, it's taxpayer
dollars. So increase taxes, increase fines, start creating new crimes so that the cops have more people to harass and extort money from?
No. What I'm just talking about is that, you know, you just have to do it. Look, there is so much waste, you know, in government. I mean, come on, you guys know that, you know, and so what I'm suggesting is that, okay, well, we're going to put more money, we're going to pay these guys a lot of money to join the force. And again, what that's going to do is you're going to have
raise
more
taxes on everybody, create more criminals,
well,
steal more money from people.
I'll continue the discussion here, Eron, if you want to stand by. We'll do that in hour number two, 855 450 free. Is raising the salaries really going to stop the thugs from signing up?
Nope.
I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.